And let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed from our New York studios up in Harlem. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. You know, it's Friday, so let's talk about the vajayjay. Are insurance companies sexist? Well, some might say yes after the healthcare giants are refusing to cover a drug that works like Viagra for women. But meanwhile, paying for Viagra for the boys and their joys. I'm going inside her story with America's OBGYN, Dr. Dre. We're talking Viagra for women, getting Zika through sex, and for all you born again virgins, what happens to your vajayjay when you stop having sex? Good morning, Dr. Dre.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Really well. Happy to have you here. Let's talk about Addy. Why won't insurance companies pay for this female Viagra known as Addy?
Several issues. So most insurance companies want you to try a different drug first, but there's no drug for low sex drive in women to try. And other insurance companies actually want you to send your patient to a psych doctor first to be diagnosed before you can prescribe the Addy.
So there's many different barriers. Like, there's something going on with you mentally?
Well, you know, it actually can. You know, a lot of times with having orgasms and low sex drive, it can start in the head. So Addy is actually a drug that actually works on the brain with the serotonin receptors that are in the brain to make you have more desire in premenopausal women.
Well, why is it? Now, why can't women just take the Viagra that men take? That won't work for them?
It doesn't work. So Viagra for men works on the genital area. Viagra for women works in the brain. You know,
so like nothing's wrong with their brain?
Works like that, too.
So nothing's wrong with the men's brain when they don't want to have sex?
It's usually their part. Something's going on down there where their penis isn't working. So, you know, diabetes, high blood pressure, that sort of thing. Heart disease that can affect their genitals down there.
That sounds sexist in itself.
It does. Can you pay for Addy out of pocket? How much is it?
Actually, you can. It's super expensive, though. So Viagra is like $10 a pill for men.
Where are you getting your Viagra
at? Like about.
Whoa,
wait,
street. Hold on.
$10 a pill?
It ain't $10.
And for women? And for women, it's how
much? It's about $1,000 over a month. Yeah. Yeah. Because you have to take it every day. So women, you have to take the pill every single day at night. Well, men, you only have to take it like when you're ready to do your business.
Why?
This is just all kinds of wrong. It's just all kinds of wrong. Okay, they need
well,
to
the mechanism
of
action is totally different. So,
well, can you just have a glass of wine a day and just call it a day?
Well, Bill Cosby tried that. He got him in trouble.
No. Actually, I'm glad you brought that up with alcohol. So if you drink alcohol with this drug, it can make you faint and, like, pass out and have low blood pressure.
Well, that might
super
be a good
bad
thing, too.
Yeah. So no alcohol at all, ladies.
Maybe it just
no
make alcohol.
Or you won't have sex at all. Okay, let's move on.
Exactly.
So, Dr. Dre, you kind of said that celibacy may not be great for women. You say there are four crazy things that happen to women when we stop having sex. What kinds of things?
Actually, honey, if you don't use it, ladies, you lose it, right?
Attitude.
So get to work.
Wait, so does it, I read somewhere that you said it gets smaller.
It gets tiny. It gets smaller, but not necessarily tighter.
Shrinkage?
But your vagina can get smaller. It can become drier than normal. It won't function as well.
Amen,
and it's
actually
harder for you to reach the orgasm when you're not having sex.
What do you mean it won't function as well? What does that mean?
Because it just won't, like, stretch out. It won't, like, get moist. You know, PR. You know, I'm trying to be.
I know you're trying to be PC. So it won't respond. So
about
getting smaller doesn't mean that it gets tighter. What do you mean it gets smaller?
Does it go
back to, like,
smaller, like the outside of it will get smaller. So let's say if you have a large, like a mandingo, like a large penis, sometimes that can be difficult. Something that you used to put inside the vagina, you may not be able to put in there immediately if you wait.
And what kind of waiting period are we talking about?
Yeah, how long are you talking? What's
everyone
a long time?
Different. Everyone's different. So I would say a long time to wait would be like 3 to 6 months.
What?
Thank you, Doc. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you.
Who would do
ladies,
that?
Ladies, if you don't
you
use it,
thank
you lose it.
That's a long time.
Thank you.
Get to it.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You're supposed to, listen, a lot of folks say you're supposed to wait 90 days to have sex when you meet a new person. Come on.
I said 3 months. That's 90 days.
So will a vibrator
do?
Can you use sex
yeah,
toys
well,
and things
yes,
like that, Dr. Dre?
You can use toys to actually help it function right. So definitely use toys. But with toys, you want to use 100% silicone toys, right? Because the other types of materials that they're made from can cause cancer down there. So
nothing
you don't want
made
any
in
that.
China.
Nothing made out of not 100% silicone. So let's do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Nothing vegetable? None of that?
Oh, my God. No. Jay,
no cucumbers.
I can't with you, Jay. We talked about this before the second.
Eggplants.
More like
that.
No.
All right, Jay.
No eggplant. Well, some eggplants are good, but not that one.
Okay, wait. Let's move on to the Zika virus because this is just getting out of control. You say, it's known that, you know, you can contract Zika from mosquitoes and through sex with men, right? Because it's transmitted through semen. Should this be a concern for women who are not trying to get pregnant?
Yeah, it's a big problem. So right now we've had 7 babies in the U.S. born with the Zika virus and 5 pregnancies, lost pregnancies from like miscarriages or stillbirth. So it's very, it's getting more and more common here in the U.S. So my biggest thing for prevention is no mosquitoes. Stay away from mosquitoes and use condoms always. Always use condoms. Always, 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 always use condoms.
And you what about kissing?
Yeah.
No, it's not from kissing. It's from semen. So, yeah. So all the cases, there have been more than 900 cases in the U.S. reported, but they have all come from people that have traveled outside the country and those who've had sex with someone that's infected with the Zika virus. So you kind of, ladies, stay away from mosquitoes.
No French bread, nothing like that, right?
Especially if your man's been traveling to the Caribbean.
So Caribbean, South America, Central America. So really be careful.
And what about those that are going to the Olympics and those who are the athletes? Are you
absolutely don't have sex with anyone. Use condoms.
Oh, boy. That's scary. But Zika doesn't last forever, right?
Zika does not last forever. It's like the flu. So you get fever, chills. It's just like the flu.
Oh, boy. Thanks, Dr. Dre. Good
stuff. Hey, guys. Check me out at drdre.com.
Thank you, Jackie.
DrDre.com.
Thank you, Jay. That was a great one today, Jackie. Yeah.
Get up off of that thing. James Brown said it best.
He said it best. Get up off of that thing.